Now, athletes are not like the rest of us. Last week, the medical journal The Lancet published research which suggested that globally, inactivity causes as many deaths as smoking, and it's people in high-income countries who tend to be the least active. But a British artist, Michael Pinsky, and a doctor, Wilby Williamson, want to get the message across that exercising doesn't have to mean pounding the streets or going to the gym. Just moving in some way for at least 22 minutes a day can still benefit your health. And their interactive art installation shows us all how to wiggle at will. It's on a tour of Britain at the moment, and our reporter Andrew Lutbaker went to catch up with the colourful teepee at the centre of the Fidget campaign.
The Fidget structure is a kind of carousel, which is very, very multicoloured. It suggests the idea that you're moving around in a circle. In fact, you're not moving, but when you're in a carousel, you have the enjoyment of moving in a circle without actually expending any energy whatsoever. And in a way, this is the way our lives have become. We watch TV, we experience running madly through streets, and yet actually we're expending no energy. So we live in this kind of virtual condition where we feel like we're moving, but we're actually not moving.
Michael's carved Fidget into five coloured segments, each with a TV screen to watch. Successive shades take you through increasing degrees of movement. You first lie on a green bed with only a remote control to exercise your fingers.
The fourth station is completely minimal activity.
Then you move on to the blue zone, where you view from an armchair and have to change channel without a remote.
That little bit of exercise of at least getting up out of a seat, pushing against gravity and going to the TV still stops your body completely switching off.
Moving into the red section, you continue to watch Fidget's videos on activity and health while sitting on a pneumatic chair with a slow leak.
As you're watching the TV, you have to keep on pumping up the inflatable seat. So it's kind of constant low level of exercise being undertaken here.
In the orange zone, I spoke to Fidget's resident doctor, Wilby Williamson, who explained why we need to keep moving in everyday life.
Remove the movement and things start to become sluggish. We're less efficient at breaking down our fats and our sugars. And then with time, there's processes that then develop and increase the risks of developing diseases such as diabetes and obesity and cardiovascular diseases like ischemic heart disease and heart attacks.
Also in orange was Krista Caton, a youth health educator from the London Borough of Newham, who brought along some young people from the area's youth council.
Newham has got one of the highest rates of heart disease in the country, definitely in London. And so what we're trying to do is make a difference with the young population now, so when they come through in the future, we have a different profile for Newham, so we've got a better outcome for all our residents.
And what is it, do you think, about the way young people that you deal with are living that may, in the future, predispose them to cardiovascular disease?
I think partly it's because of the environment we're in. We've got less active lifestyles, trains, buses, cars, rather than walking to places. We do a lot more at home sitting down, sedentary lifestyle, watching telly, studying, reading, computers. So that all impacts on young people and their health.
Bit tall, you might have to stand in the pedals there.
Venturing into Fidget's orange area means getting on a bike.
Well, we're just trying to get people active as they're engaging with their screen-based activity. So this is just a little short animation talking about how we metabolise our fats and sugars, and we wanted people cycling as they watched it.
Moving stimulates the muscles. It helps the body to process our fats and sugars effectively.
Gets our pedalling.
The metabolic pathways are geared up and switched on.
Off the bike, 16-year-old Tabar and Zina admitted that their generation had plenty of diversions from being active.
A lot of people need to be encouraged to do it. You need motivation. That's why when you go to school, people are more fit than when it's summer, because
everyone just sits around,
watch TV, even though like you can go out and have fun.
It's more fun when you have someone to do it with.
No, but a lot of people just end up sitting at home for the whole day on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, you could be in a room full of people, but they'll all be looking at their phones. They wouldn't be like, oh, let's do an activity. They'll be texting, but they're in the same room. They're not even talking to each other or not even moving around.
Dr. Wilby Williamson offers this advice to young and old for adding moderate to vigorous activity in our everyday lives.
When people are thinking about their moderate to vigorous activity, that means your walk to work and taking the stairs, not the elevators. We might be spending 8 to 12 hours of our day in the work environment around a desk. So in that occupational setting, it's really important to think about breaking your sitting time. So every 20 to 30 minutes, maybe going to the water fountain, and that you're trying to aim to get about 150 minutes a week. So that's 20 to 30 minutes a day of that type of activity.
And if you want to try the 22-minute challenge for yourself, you'll find a link to it on the Health Check website at bbcworldservice.com.